We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 31. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Amory.
Hey, Ray.
Guess where Chris Allen is right now?
Oh, my God. If only he was near me.
See, if you've been visiting me in Orlando today, you could have been near him. All right. For those who don't know, American Idol Chris Allen made his trip to Walt Disney World today.
You just won American Idol. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go play American Idol at Disney World.
Yeah, right?
Because winning on national TV compares nothing to winning at Disney World.
Agreed.
Anyway, silly. All right, which brings us to our news, because technically that was a news item.
Nice. Well done.
Perhaps not one anybody cared about, but still.
I cared, and so did my best friend, because he looks like him.
Your best friend looks like Chris Allen?
Did I tell you the story about how I texted Michael after Chris Allen won?
No.
And said, "You won American Idol." And he was like, "Woohoo!" He was very excited because he finally came around to the fact that he resembled this guy.
Well, Chris is cute, so that must mean Michael's
cute. At Brant29 on Twitter.
You're recruiting followers for him. All right. Let's move on to some actual news.
And two of them are on the podcast. Anyway. Hey, Michael.
Big Brother. We already told you it was coming back in early July. Now we have a date for you. July 9th. The house opens.
Hey, I went to the house once.
Yes, you did. So did I.
I just
24/7, people. You can watch them 24/7.
And if you do, you seriously need to think about
getting now. I'm going to just tell you right now.
I'm not saying if you watch the show necessarily. I'm saying if you watch them 24/7.
Jason, you did not understand, dude. Big Brother was my obsession for years. And I mean, I watched them 24/7. Not like I watched them, like I sat at the computer and watched them like every second of the day. But I watched them like in the background while I was working.
It's way to bring this conversation to a screeching halt.
Okay, excuse me.
And my previous statement still stands.
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying. It's actually pretty fascinating. Also because it really teaches you about how much editing goes on the show. Because they really do. Like, if you just watch the show versus watching the live feed.
For educational purposes. That's why you're watching it that much.
No, I'm just fascinated with social situations like that. Like, I'm fascinated with the psychology of social behavior. It's like I love watching them, like, at any, it's not like really like watching them that is what's fascinating. It's that at any particular moment happen that changes the way they interact with each other forever. So that's what makes it fascinating, I think. And they're like, they don't know each other, so kind of, anyway, whatever. I'm not doing it anymore, just for the record, because it consumes my life and I can't deal with it. I can't deal with staying up all night long to watch a 24, like a, what is that, an endurance competition, and then like having to go to work the next day. I can't deal with it anymore. I'm too old for that shit. All right. Moving on. Speaking of season premieres.
Okay, Danny Glover, move on to the next topic, would you?
Okay. Monk and Syke also are returning, not in July, sadly. They're returning August 7th.
August 7th seems so far away.
Oh, I need Sean and Gus now. I don't want to wait
so
till August.
Far away.
By the way, you guys, you should totally be following the Psych Writers Room, Psych Writes on Twitter, because they're hilarious.
Yeah, I was totally ready to buy a ticket to that one house that was going to be showing the premiere.
Oh yeah, what was it? What state was it in?
So it was Wisconsin, though. It was one of those, like...
It was like a Midwest.
Yeah, like a...
That's so funny. I wonder if they found someone's actual address or they just guessed.
would be if they just guessed and actually posted a real address on accident.
Hi, we're here for the psych premiere.
Can you imagine? My God, I would kill someone.
They're funny, though. Their fake spoilers are the best.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Although they've been like into the videos and the music lately. That's actually been pretty funny. We stopped writing today to reenact this video. Anyway.
I would love to just be in their writer's room. They just seem like so much fun.
I know, right? Mm. All right. Again, Psych and Monk, August 7th.
And Monk's last season, and I know people hate it. I don't hate it, but I know people that hate it. Ducky. I'm excited.
You know people that have hated Ducky?
No. Monk.
Ducky. yeah, it's the last season, sadly. Mona and Hannah were very upset that it's the last season. In other news that's not very specific, a lot of pilots have been recasting. So if you were thinking that you would watch a show next season based on who's in it, you might want to recheck the cast list.
For example, The Forgotten. It's off my list now because the only reason I was going to watch is because of Rako Aylesworth. Bye-bye.
It never deserved to be on your list anyway, Anne-Marie.
I know.
What if they get somebody you really like, though, to replace?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, moving on. Anne-Marie, would you like to take the next item?
Yes, I would. And I'm assuming it's the item that I'm thinking it is. So anyway, because it'd be funny if it was something else and I'm not looking at it and I just made this up and I'm so excited for no reason. Better Off Ted, you know how it was my favorite show of the season, is coming back this summer with brand new episodes because I knew that they had like 7 already shot. So they're going to air them this summer as part of like a summer thing. Samantha Who's going to come back, Cupid's going to come back, and Better Off Ted starting June 23rd, which is really exciting for me because that to me means that they weren't just picked up because they had these extra episodes. They were picked up because they're fantastic.
Amory,
so please watch.
Can I just point out that you also said that they'll be airing episodes of Samantha Who and Cupid? So I'm not sure your theory is correct.
What?
You know, 2 shows they canceled and a show they didn't cancel, and the reason they're not canceling the show is because they had extra episodes?
No. That's what some people's theory was. Like, the reason that they didn't cancel, like, some people thought that because Better Off Ted had extra episodes, that's the only reason it got a pickup. But my point was that Cupid was canceled and has all these extra episodes. Samantha Who was canceled and has all these extra episodes, but Better Off Ted was actually brought back because they think it's awesome.
Very good. I understand now. All right, and the last item we have is more of a FYI, a reminder that Pushing Daisies, the final 3 episodes that were never aired, will be aired starting tomorrow night and in the next 2 Saturday nights after that at 10 p.m. on ABC. And you should
by
watch.
The time you listen to this, it will already have aired, and you should tell us what you think.
Damn it.
You can tell us, or you can be prepared for when the Eli Stones start, or when the Dirty Sexy Bunny starts.
Yeah, I don't really care about those other 2.
Yeah, I care about Eli Stone, because I love it. I do.
Yeah, I don't.
I just got sad.
Sorry. Let's move on to the topic, then, since the news is making Amory sad. Okay, this week's topic from Vanessa.
Awesome. I have no idea what it is. You guys can read it.
I'm reading it. I was reading the first part of her email before I read it out loud. Sorry.
I was going to say, you know, if you don't speak, we can't hear you, right? That technology has not been developed yet.
So you need to learn to read my mind. All right.
I'm reading it. That
you're reading my mind?
Yeah.
She's...
What am I thinking right
she's
now,
She's the listener.
I don't
Come
know.
On. All right. Here's what Vanessa
You're thinking you need a drink.
I do need a drink. That's not what I was thinking. But
you're thinking she
you
has no idea what you're thinking.
All right. Anyway, here is what Vanessa had to say in her email It seems that my love of TV has started to diminish my enjoyment of some procedurals lately. I am already familiar with so many people that have been guest stars on procedurals that I often am able to solve the whodunit just by who is cast. Take, for example, several weeks ago's Castle. Sarah Drew of Everwood fame. Everwood fame. I thought I said never mind. I thought I said Everwood wrong. Everwood fame was a guest star. As soon as she was questioned, I knew she played a role in the crime. Why else would she have accepted a role if it wasn't major to the story? Have you found this problem for any of you as well?
It is a problem. It is. It drives me crazy.
Short trip.
I have no. You know who it's a problem with for me?
Who?
Here's the bad part. I can't remember his freaking name right now because it flew out of my head. The guy, the professor on Veronica Mars.
He played who? What? Oh, yes.
The guy
Jeremiah Lasky.
Is that his name?
From Saved by the Bell. That's not his real name. I don't know his real name.
Oh, I was like, that's not his real name.
He was Jeremiah. He was Kelly Kapowski's older boyfriend on the college years of Saved by the Bell. Now every time I see him, I know he's the killer.
Oh my God, it's going to drive me crazy that I can't think of his name. He was on Pushing Daisies. He was on,
The killer.
The Mentalist this season, right?
Oh, maybe he wasn't the killer on The Mentalist.
He wasn't. He wasn't the killer on The Mentalist, but he was involved. Like, he wasn't what he seemed to be either. Mm. Or he was, like, that perfect smarmy dick, basically.
I mean, he's been on, CSI Miami and, loads of shows as just, one-off episodes. There's lots of people like that now that you have seen, like, you'll see them weeks apart on a show. You know, you just saw them off somebody, a couple weeks ago on a Law and Order or something, and then they're...
Patrick Fabian!
Yes. Thank you.
I looked it up on my phone.
I knew it started with a P, but for some reason I couldn't get it in my head. You know who else? Kyle Gallner.
Yeah, oh.
Kyle, I'm sorry, you always get cast as a kid who's gonna end up being the killer.
Or
I guess he has kind of like a creepy...
He hasn't killed anybody on CSI New York.
Yeah, but he's always involved in something.
Didn't he do something on Bones? Was he actually the killer?
I don't remember. All I know is that I agree. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, there he is. He was on The Closer.
He's just always cast as like a creepy kid.
Yeah.
And he does. He has like that, like he can have that creepy like vibe to him. So I
because
guess
he always looks like he hasn't slept in 16 days.
He does.
Kyle, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
He looks like the kind of kid who cuts his arms. Sorry.
He does. He does. Sorry, Kyle.
I actually love Kyle.
No, I do too.
I met him in person. I love him, but that's what it looks like. And that's what they do with makeup and stuff, because it's not what he looks like on his like MySpace pictures and stuff. So, anyway, who else?
Well, I think it's also it also tends to be a problem when you have like bigger name guest star on a show, and you know that they're coming on to that they're going to be the person that they're going after. It's sort of a big giveaway at the beginning when you see guest starring so and so, and it's a widely recognizable name.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't do a lot of even if they don't do a lot of TV or something like that, or somebody you know from movies or something like that that's doing. Doing a one shot, it does get. I don't know that it ruins it that much sometimes, just because it depends on the show. Some of the shows don't necessarily. It's not really that who the killer is not really hidden. Totally. It's not really.
But Robin Williams was on SVU. Like he was outright. We knew right away.
Whoever's playing, whether they're somebody you've never seen before or somebody that you have, that when they go and, they interview four characters or whatever, or three people or something like that, that's who's committed the crime. Or or something, or on a, or even on a show like, I don't know. But some of them are more something like Castle, though, where they do it in such a way that you're not supposed to really know. You know, they're trying to leave it till you're trying to figure out who it is along with them.
And I think it is because we watch too much TV. Because my mom would never know that's Sarah Drew from Everwood. She would never be like, I think she's the killer. If the show's written well enough that, like, the average viewer wouldn't guess who the killer is, then they're not going to know. But somebody who has watched hours of things.
True. I have to take one. I have to say, Vanessa, that of all the people you could have picked, I'm not sure Sarah Drew is the best example, because it's not like she's been on a lot of stuff since Everwood. So she really could just be taking a guest star role on something.
Right.
Versus, you know,
she and the community, like, love her.
Right. So I'm not saying like,
oh, Sarah
it like that.
Drew, I know where she exactly.
I'm saying, like, you know, like, I think it probably ruins it more for people when it's, like, a bigger,
yeah,
like, Chevy Chase shows up and, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be a minor role. Even if it's only a role in that one episode, it's nothing. It's not going to be something small. Right. Unless he's friends with the writers of the show. Which I don't think we see a lot of those little cameos very often.
Which is why I like a show like Party Down. Because they have a bunch of, like, people you recognize. It's completely right. Playing against type, hilariously, I might add, and it doesn't bother me that way.
Right. They just kind of come and go. But it actually kind of, I think it works on their show because their show is also about, like, L.A. and that life. Like, even though those people are not playing themselves, they just kind of fit the atmosphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What I was going to say before is where it bothers me is less on procedurals and more on if a guest star has, like, a short arc. We usually know if they're a big name that they haven't been they're not added as a regular cast. So I always, like, it bugs me when they try to do, like, a romance between somebody who's just there for a little while, or, you know what I mean? Like, I always know that it's not going to last. So,
like Katie Holmes on Eli Stone.
Yeah, it's hard to get invested in what they're doing because you know darn well that it's not going to last. Yeah. And even if there's somebody who could maybe come back later on, you know what I mean? If they're a big enough star, you know that it's not likely that they're going to come back and actually be somebody regular.
Is there someone you're thinking of?
No. I mean, I was thinking of in particular, like, people who've come and gone from Grey's Anatomy. Right. I wasn't thinking of any particular person, just people who've come and gone. Maybe, like, what's his name is Chuck's dad. I'm sure we'll see him again.
Scott Bakula. How could you not remember?
I know. I'm sorry, Pamela J. I don't know how I forgot it. But, you know, like, it's not that we're not going to ever see them again. I know that we'll see them again. I just know that we won't, like, it's hard because he's not obviously going to be a regular on the show, which is, like, it affects me when I have to think about what that means for Ellie and her feelings about her. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those weird things where I do notice it and I think about it because I know that they won't be back. Whereas if you had a lesser known name playing the father, it maybe wouldn't be as fun, but it would mean that you'd have probably a higher probability of seeing that person again or
kinda
more
like
often.
With, like, John Lithgow now being on Dexter, well, mm-hmm. It's going to be a short span. There's obviously something that's going to happen. And if anybody's watched any season of Dexter, you kind of get the feeling that what's going to happen is what's going to happen. And I don't know, can you enjoy it the whole time knowing
what's going to happen?
Could you be a little bit more vague about that?
I'm trying to be vague so I don't ruin it.
I think just knowing that he's going to be on kind of ruins it, but...
Yeah.
Well, I think that can be... Sometimes it's knowing outside the show information, like knowing casting news or knowing that type of stuff instead of the average TV viewer just tunes into their favorite show and watches it on a weekly basis and a few shows or something like that, but doesn't really know that this person has been cast for, you know, three episodes or something like that. And so sometimes I think it's knowing some outside information. On 90210, they did this story arc over the last couple episodes with the Ethan character, like, falling for the silver character, and you're like, why are they doing this when it's already been announced like 2 months ago that he's not going to be on the show next season. It's like a complete... And so knowing that information outside of it made it the show seem even, you know, worse than it normally does for doing something that was actually interesting, but you knew it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Right.
What show are you talking about?
90210.
Oh, sorry. I was not following what he meant, and I was like, what show is he talking about? But I'm glad that I don't watch that show, because I would have been mad to know that. But
yeah, it's just that's just sort of an example that I thought, you know, I could think of right off the top of my head. Sadly, that's the example I had on the top of my head. Wow. Of, you know, like extra information, outside information, ruining a storyline or something like that. So,
but I do think, like, if it's... Go ahead. Sorry, Amory.
I was going to say, it kind of affects me when I'm watching, like, 24, too. Because no small role can, like, really... If you have just some character that people don't know playing, like, the president's daughter, you're not immediately thinking, oh, there has to be something dastardly about the president's daughter because it's just this person you don't know. When they cast someone like Sprague Graydon that's been on so many shows and done so many things, you're like, she was hired for a reason. There's got to be more to this story. What is going on? And then you can't really focus on it.
Like Alan Tudyk?
Like, yeah. Is it a spoiler alert if I say who was just cast on 24 for next season?
Oh, not for me, because I've seen it all over the freaking Twitter, but...
Okay, spoiler alert. Like, Freddie Prinze Jr., there's going to be something going on there. He's no Eric Balfour. He's Freddie Prinze Jr., comparatively speaking. He's going to have some kind of secret. Putting it out there. All right. I've done a bang.
I was trying to think of a good Fred joke, but from Scooby-Doo. Anyway. Because Freddie Prinze played Fred on Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
I know where you were going with that. He's having a baby. Well, he's not, but
that would
be having
news.
A baby. Congratulations, Sarah. All right.
Anyway,
where are we going with this topic?
Where are we always
nowhere
go?
Fast.
The answer That's is fine. Vanessa. We understand and we agree with you.
Yes, but when I said the word Squirtville, it reminded me very much, and this is going to be a segue that has nothing to do with TV, but I just want to put it out there for the fans.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of We Sing in Sillyville?
Yes.
I'm obsessed with it. Okay, when I was little, I watched it all the time. Mm-hmm. And now I can't find my VHS. And then I saw it that it was on YouTube in 11 parts, and I watched it. And now I sometimes just watch parts of it because I love it. No,
it's sort of related to watching stuff.
As I said, Nowhereville. So in my head, I went to Sillyville, and that's a little bit of information about me.
Oh, Amory, you know what, Amory? I don't know why you said that when you could have sung it.
I could have. Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other is gold. They sing that at the end.
Well, I think that's a good place to close down the topic.
We'll just
end there.
Okay, it's time to go.
You're getting your gleek on?
I'm getting my gleek on, as it were.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Vanessa, for the topic. We appreciate it.
Jinx.
Damn it. I can't talk for the rest of the podcast.
I unjinx you.
Well, that's sort of the case a lot of the time, so.
Shut up.
You sounded like Lorraine from Mad TV.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Okay, we have to stop. All right, okay. Can we move on?
Let's go to prime time. What little bit there is of prime time. And we'll start out with Primeval.
Oh my God.
From last Friday.
Ray's like shocked. Oh my God, Primeval. We talked about this. We knew we were going to talk about it.
I
The show prep really works out good, I can tell you.
I wasn't saying, oh my god, about Primeval. I was saying it because I remembered a show we forgot to include. But okay.
We forgot Primeval. To include? What would we forget?
On our prime time list, in our show prep, we forgot to include a show that Amory and I have watched.
Oh, good heavens, I don't know what that means.
Is it a secret? Or can you share?
Oh, my
Screw
god.
You.
Anyway, we will start with
So
Primeval.
You can dance.
Oh, further. Yes. Okay.
All right, let's start with Primeval. Season 3, Episode 2.
This is the first season I'm watching, and I'm very
Episode whatever.
Episode whatever. That's what it's called. That's what they call them all. I just sounded like a monkey.
If you had been listening to our show prep, you would totally think that was funny right now.
It's like Primate House in here.
What?
Okay. Primeval.
I know people are laughing right now going, they do preparation for this?
It is pretty unbelievable. Okay.
Primeval.
Talk Primeval. Not a funny episode, for the record.
It wasn't. It was a creepy episode with a creepy little kid. I hate creepy little kids, okay? If I had to rank things I won't watch on TV, Creepy Little Kids is up there.
But she wasn't as creepy as she seemed.
No, she wasn't. She was actually a nice person.
She was indeed a nice person. She was trying to save Abby. Or keep her safe, anyway.
Abby, I love Abby.
I love Abby, too. All right, so I thought it was kind of, like, it was kind of cool. Was he supposed to be from the future or the past? That animal.
I'm not sure who we're talking about.
The creature.
I think he's from the future.
The future? Because he, like, yeah. was camouflaging himself, like, as items in the house. No wonder people thought the house was haunted.
Exactly.
Like, he could blend
yeah,
in.
The more I think about it, I definitely think he was from the future. And correct us if we're wrong, because we don't research. spoiler alert.
Where are you going with that?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm never going anywhere. I have no... thought process.
Anyway.
I really like the addition of the people that they've added.
Awesome.
I was going to elaborate. But did we talk about Primeval last week?
Just briefly. But we talked about her.
I like the... what is he? He's like a gun-toting bad good guy. I can't think of his name. I'm so bad.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about the cop who was investigating, whose brother?
No.
The other guy.
The other guy.
Oh, my. Can't believe I can't think of his name because you said that. I know who you're talking about. Like, the guy who works with them, their security.
Yeah. He's cute.
He is cute.
That's all that I had to say about that. He's cute.
He's a little hottie. And yeah. I, weirdly enough, don't pair him with anybody on the show at the moment, so.
Yeah. I hope that I don't know. I'm hearing from someone, Ray, that next week's episode is quite good. So I'm very looking forward to watching it.
I'm not sure I said it was quite good. It is good. Don't get me wrong.
You said it was important that I watched it.
Yes, it's a big show. There's a big development next week.
Nice.
So it's an important show to watch. But this episode was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it too. I thought it was, I don't know. It like I said, the first season I've ever watched, 2 episodes in and I'm hooked. So that's a good sign.
See? The rest of you should be watching too.
Yep.
All right. All right, we've talked about episode whatever.
And if the last couple minutes doesn't convince you of that.
Then I don't know what you're thinking.
Anyway.
So,
anyway, what's next on our list?
Greek.
Now might be a good time to confess that based on the title alone, I'm not sure I saw this episode.
Social Studies? Episode 19 of season 2.
There was a lot of Cappy and Casey.
Yeah, didn't watch it, but you guys, I'll watch it. I'll catch up. You guys can talk about it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I mean, basically been told what happens in the episode from the cast themselves. Well, Scott did tell me anyway. Go ahead, continue.
Did he tell you?
Yes.
Okay. It was actually, I thought it was really good. That was my reaction.
I thought it was really good too. I like both storylines. They sort of, I like how they've done that pretty well multiple times this season, where they sort of tied two different storylines sort of together, where one sort of pushes the other one with the Rusty and Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Also.
I was like, which storyline of Evan and then
Cappy Becca. And Casey. Those two, those two storylines were. You know, they obviously end differently, but they had very similar, and what was going on one, sort of pushed the other one in the direction that it finally went to. So, but they've mm-hmm. done that pretty well though, with the tying in, like Cappy, the reason Cappy was upset with Rusty, for kissing Jordan and stuff like that. And, which was a little bit of interesting backstory on those characters of Evan and Cappy and Casey.
We've known that backstory, right?
I don't think the part that Evan liked her first or whatever, and Cappy .
Oh, I thought we knew that. Maybe I assumed it from what I watched.
Yeah, I think at least just the first time I remember it being stated and it just made it interesting based on that, that was the way the other storyline had worked out with he had seen, Rusty had seen, had met her first, and but didn't make a move, and so I've just those type of sort of synergistic elements that they've been doing with the story. They've been doing more of that,
mm-hmm.
Recently in this season.
I just like any storyline that has to do with a library and talking loudly in the library and getting mad at you.
Well,
I loved it on Felicity. I loved it here.
I think it's funny that you would think of going to the library as a place where that you need to read something out loud to another person in the first place. And
I think that's actually pretty common in college. You go and you have study groups and areas in the library, but not right where people are sitting and reading.
But then she goes and talks to Ashley, where they're actually kind of not really near anybody else. And the librarian gets, totally mad at Casey continually talking.
That and the accidental boob graze. I just touched your boob. Accidentally.
Sitting down on the, squeezing in between, it's a love seat with four people sitting on it trying to study.
I'd have been like, dude, could you sit someplace that's not an open spot for you to sit here? Although I did also like the scene at the, wherever it is, the outside cafe where she's like, where they realize that Cappy dated both girls the same night.
Yeah, not just had seen both of them, but had seen both of them on the same night. Yeah, that was.
That's just Cappy's way. I love Cappy.
Yeah.
It is just his
way.
Wait,
I need my book. Oh, it's over there. Yeah, I don't. Let's go.
That's funny. All right, it was a good episode.
Nice.
Okay. Now on to Mental, the series premiere.
I do think Chris Vance is awesome. Love him. And I like Jacqueline McKenzie a whole lot. But I totally knew that it was shot in Colombia. So all I could think about was how it looked like it was shot in Colombia. And also, I think that's what contributed to my dream about being in the Colombian Yo Soy Betty La Fea. But...
Speaking of outside information influencing the way you view a TV show,
yeah,
I think I had heard something about that a little ways back or something like that, but then I saw somebody posted that on Twitter, and then it brought it back to the forefront, and so I'm watching it, and that was that totally changed the way I watched it a little bit, just because you totally noticed how much. They did, shots, coming out of commercial and going between scenes. How many, how much of LA skyline and the LA and the LA area that they put in to the
and almost to a
show.
Fault they added into the almost to a fault in the script. It was she's on La Brea. Oh, it was all they were making an establishing sentence. Thoughts about where they were so that it would I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also it's some of the stuff like I don't know. It just seemed a little different. I don't know if how much it would have seemed different if I had known that like going in though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But that didn't really bother me so much. And I liked I liked the lead character. I like shows that are that have like a somebody that comes in and switches up the status quo on like what the entrenched nature of things become. And but I wonder how the way they set it up, I wonder how much like how interesting that'll be like on an ongoing basis. Like how many times can you do something? They all know now that he's going to do something crazy or different or so I don't know, especially since some of them seem to have kind of come around to his way of doing things a little bit.
Well, it's worked for House for 5 years.
Yeah, but that's still a little... That's really more about, but it's about the character more than him really doing things to... I don't know. I see it different a little bit. I can't really explain it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's more about... House is more about his character and the way he deals with the... with people and situations and, what is, and stuff like that. But I don't know, it seems different when it's, I don't know. I think it's decent. I'll probably watch.
Not bad for a summer series.
I'll probably watch
sure.
at least a couple more episodes to see how it moves on from the, from the opening. Any thoughts on the show, Ray?
I did not watch, do not plan to watch. So no. Sorry.
So no.
All right.
No thoughts from me on mental.
Well, yeah. You kind of used
I was going to say no mental thoughts. On,
you kind of used them all up on Primeval, so,
Shut up.
You didn't say that much, to be fair. We didn't say it. We said a whole lot of nothing is what we said about Primeval. Anyway.
And she continued on about mental with a whole lot of nothing. Next, also was Tuesday night, My Boys, the season 3 finale, Spring Training.
I really hope it was the finale and not the, or the season finale and not the series finale.
It's such a good little show that is always, you're never quite sure if TBS is going to bring it back until, all of a sudden you hear that they are doing more. And I really hope they do, especially the way this one ended.
Yes.
That you would like Ray, to see where they
show?
Go from there.
Nope.
You don't watch My Boys?
I don't.
Did I know that?
Apparently not.
You did. No, I thought you did. That's why I ask.
There's writing about it on my website because Kelly watches it.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kelly.
Like that, that's why you thought I watch it. Yeah, she doesn't listen to this.
Kelly, God.
Spads.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's just, they had a lot of, they had a little bit of fun with the sort of like, spring training, but also like the adults going like going to like spring break type of thing in there also that was really good. And then the ending where while she was going to tell PJ, while she was trying to tell PJ the whole time, the reaction of them finding out but not having been told of the other sort of secret relationship that you didn't really know had gone any farther than the wedding episode, season finale, the season 2 finale.
I was thinking that she was going to tell her that she was pregnant from the season 2 finale, and that's what the big secret was. So I didn't expect it to be that she was actually carrying on a relationship with Kenny.
Well, I think I got the feeling that they were probably still, just because they were like, they had always like, sort of made fun of each other and stuff like that, but they seem to be like making a point of making sure they said something about the other one that was, sort of derogatory or whatever to try and keep that sort of facade up or whatever that, but, so I'd got the feeling that that's what she was gonna, that she had been seeing, Kenny for, like more than that one time that something had happened. And then, obviously, when you hear him say that he missed his flight, or he missed the flight, I knew that he had stayed back with her or whatever, but...
Oh, I don't remember that having happened.
Yeah, they were going in to play poker there towards the end, and he was like, yeah, you know, he missed our flight or whatever. And so I was like, yeah, that mean that he stayed back. I didn't expect necessarily that they had like flown back together at a little bit later date or a little bit later mm-hmm. time the same day. But I thought that was a good little ending. And I think there's a lot that they could have fun with. So hopefully we'll see more.
Yes, definitely. Right.
And then you guys wanted to talk about the secret show?
Secret show!
It is a secret.
It is.
Secretly the best show on TV.
Right? Oh my god. I love it.
So much so that Fox is going to play it twice a year.
Yes. And that's all because of Glee, the other most amazing secret show on TV. Don't stop believing. I love So You Think You Can Dance.
So do I.
I love it. I mean, here's some things I'm excited for this season. The opportunity to make fun of Dan Carradine because I hate him. Lil C because I love him. Napoleon, not Tabitha. Mia Michael saying something ridiculous.
Yes.
So,
do you have anything to look forward to that has nothing to do with the judges? Like Brandon Bryant.
I don't know what that means. I don't really know names.
It was
until the top 20.
He tried out last year too, so he was. That's why I know who he is. The black guy. Not last night. Was it the night before? The really good one. Anyway, obviously you have no idea what I'm talking about.
The really good dancer.
It must have been like two. Shut up. It must have been actually two episodes ago now that I think about it, because we were talking about it in Cass live chat, so it wasn't last night or the night before. Let's talk about some of the train wrecks, like
yes.
Dustin, Howie D's quote-unquote cousin.
Howie D's cousin. These people, how... I can't even form a sentence. I'm so like, how do people let them go out in public?
I don't know. When
Why would
he
you
said,
pretend you were Howie D's cousin?
I know. When he said that, like, when he found out that he was Howie D's cousin, so we had to learn all the dances, and then all his friends laughed at him, I was like, surely he has, like, I thought, oh, he actually, like, has some sense of, like, self. He knows that it's a joke, or, you know what I
right.
mean? But
right.
no. No, he truly believes he can dance.
The people who cry when they're like, I'm sorry, you can't dance. And they're like, but I paid money, or, but I'm a teacher. No, you're not.
Exactly.
Or if you are a teacher, your children are suffering.
It's true.
My God, the show is... I love it. I love it. I love these train wrecks. I do really like that Sex came back last night. Not that he came back. Not that. I like that Nigel really finally...
I never thought I was going to say this anywhere, really, but I don't like Sex.
I just let that sit for a minute.
Thank you.
Everybody, take it in.
I just don't.
No, I don't like him either. Not at all. I like that Nigel finally was like, okay, maybe he'll get the hint if we throw him into the choreography and he's terrible. And Nigel finally was like, okay, we'll try it, but you're going to suck. Just to prove it to you.
And he still didn't get it.
No.
I'll come
back
next year.
Probably come
back. I'm a dancer.
So these people are like, I'm a dancer. Well, yeah, you may dance in, like, your bedroom. Listen, I dance every morning to Passion Pit. Like, crazy. Okay? It's, like, my favorite band, and I can't not dance when I listen to it. Right?
Uh-huh.
I would.
Shout out to Hadley.
No, I dance, okay?
She dances and she sings, people.
I would never, ever, ever go on So You Think You Can Dance, if I thought I had a bone in my body that could dance.
These are Amory's mottos in life. Why say it when you can sing it? Why Word. Walk when you can dance?
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
That's okay. Exactly it. Somebody wants to get me that t-shirt, I will rock it. Okay? Just putting that out there.
Oh, Amory.
So that's my thoughts on So You Think You Can Dance. So You Think You Can. Da da na 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 no. Anyway.
So I didn't watch, but apparently they couldn't really find anybody up here in Seattle at the Seattle audition.
Yeah, there was no one.
They found people the second day.
Yeah, the first day was one person.
What's his name? Or was he in L.A.? No, he was in Seattle. Hawaiian guy with the name I can't pronounce, who I'm calling Q-U-T-I-E.
Right.
I can't remember what he was using, but he was in Seattle. He's not from Seattle.
He's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Was Jailbait Nathan from Seattle? No, he was from L.A.
He was from L.A. There's got to be one every year. Jailbait.
He was cute. Too bad he's 17.
Yeah. Too bad.
And I mean that in every way. Because he won't be on the show. People, come on, get your minds out of the gutter.
I wasn't even thinking anything because you already stated that you don't like sex, so.
Oh, good lord. This is taking. I just said good lord. Because I was like Scottish accent. Oh, good lordy.
Oh, Henry. We've already done the accent podcast. Come on.
Yes, we have.
Stop dwelling in the past.
I was on my second radio show of the week last night, and they made fun of my accent. Not made fun of it, but they actually played a clip back to me and was like, Emery can do accents. And then they embarrassed me, but it was funny. This podcast has taken a decidedly gross turn. Let's not go into
all right, we're done with
that
anything.
Area.
That's what she said.
All right.
Okay. That wraps up prime time.
We ended prime time talking about sex.
Well.
And Ray's dislike.
And I made it sound like I think it's gross. So.
Well, it is kind of gross if you think about it.
Good God in heaven. We have gotten way off track.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that this is the track that our train runs.
Yeah, it is.
Can we move on to whatever it is we're doing next?
Okay. Next.
Oh, God.
We thought we'd give a little, I don't know, yay or nay, up or down on some of the new shows or returning shows coming this summer that we've seen.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm like, what, 6 years old? Okay, sorry, go on.
Oh, shit.
Keep talking.
Okay, so the first one, we'll go with the returning show. We've all seen at least the first episode of Burn Notice.
So, ha ha.
Yay.
Sorry, screw you guys. No, yay is right. It's 100% correct.
Yes.
Yay, like times affinity.
Yes, I think that's three definitely watch. Definitely
hey.
Should watch.
Yeah.
That's infinity. Definitely watch. Okay.
I know.
Infinity definitely should watch.
Okay, so it's infinity plus two.
You know what show? You know what show I wanted to watch? I wanted to mention for primetime. I'm obsessed.
We're done with primetime.
I know, but I'm obsessed with Housewives of New Jersey. That's all I have to say about it. We can get back to the yay or nay now.
Remember when Jason was talking about shows that indicated you need help?
Yes. Yes, I know.
Right. Speaking of which, I read something that they're like doing another one of those someplace.
So you'd like to go back to the news, Real Housewives of DC.
Yeah.
Is that just going to be very political?
I don't know. I guess pretty much sooner or later you could just have them everywhere, I guess. Since I don't know.
We don't really have many of those type of. We're not really a rich city down here in Orlando. I guess you could do Windermere.
We have the main
ring
line
to it.
The main line of Philadelphia is like the big houses, Lower Merion and stuff, where Kobe Bryant's from and stuff.
You could do like Real Housewives of Palm Beach. That would be an interesting one. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway,
what were we talking
back
about?
To Burn Notice.
Okay. Well, we all think you should watch Burn Notice. And then new shows.
June 4th.
That we've all seen. All revolving around doctors or nurses. We'll go first up, Hawthorne on TNT.
I have two words. Michael Vartan.
That's what she was going to do. And a lollipop. I'll tell you this. If Michael Vartan gave me a lollipop, I'd watch too.
Yeah, I would.
However, that being said, I didn't love it.
But it has potential. so I'm going to stick with it. I mean, there's a lot of people in it that I like, so I say give it a couple episodes.
If Jada Pinkett Smith stops overacting, maybe I'll like it.
You should write her a note and tell her that.
I should.
I think they tried to set up, like, so much in that, in the one episode, you know, like, get, like, you know, everything for, like, you know, she's in charge, you know, and it was almost too much.
Mm-hmm. My mother there.
But there was some stuff to like, and I like the, I don't really want to give it away, but there's a, you know, there's a lot of sort of doctors versus nurses, and I thought they had an interesting twist on what you would normally expect in that,
mm-hmm.
in this show, and I did like that. So I would say, like, give it a shot, and I'm going to give it, like, a couple more episodes to...
yeah, me too.
I would say I didn't love it either, but there was enough there that I'm interested in seeing where they go with it in future episodes. Okay, another nurse show, Nurse Jackie on Showtime. That'll be Following Weeds on Monday nights, starting June 8th.
Here's my thoughts. Okay, I never watched The Sopranos. I saw the last 5 minutes. That's it. That's all I ever... Oh, and when Adriana was killed. Oh, it's terrifying. Okay, but... So I don't know what I think about Edie Falco, but I did like it quite much, actually.
I did not.
No?
I think it's just not my type of show. Like, I think Edie Falco is good in the role. Like, I buy her as that character. I'm mm-hmm. just not sure I like the character, and I'm not really interested in seeing any more about the character, so...
I gotcha.
What kind of it's sort of it's a little bit different take, but sort of similar to Hawthorne, as you know, in the doctors are dumb, nurses know, you know, nurses are the ones that care, mm-hmm. type of thing. And I don't know, I liked it more towards the end of the episode than I did for the first like half of it.
Mm-hmm.
It really develops kind of slowly, and I don't know. I'd say probably watch it. Probably give it a couple more episodes, but I think I probably liked it overall less than Hawthorne even.
Here are my two words for Nurse Jackie. The Fetch. Those of you unfamiliar with that means Peter Facinelli, Jenny Garth's husband from Fastlane, and Can't Hardly Wait. I love him. Maybe he's why I liked it.
In the first season of Damages.
Yeah. I'll remember him as Mike from Can't Hardly Wait.
I think it was a little artsy probably for me, or trying too hard to be a little artsy. That said, I have to say that it is really good, like, pairing wise for Weeds or mm-hmm. even like Secret Diaries, like the same kind of flawed female lead type of idea. So clearly Showtime's kind of got a thing going there with those type yeah. of shows.
Agreed.
Okay, and lastly, Royal Pains, USA, which will
Royal Pains,
which will follow Burn Notice.
One more doctor show.
I said this to the people from USA. I said this to the people involved in the show, not the actors, but everybody else. The first 15 minutes were very slow, and not slow, but almost too packed full of stuff that made it not interesting. But as soon as you got to the point where you are introduced to his brother, I thought that it took off and it was really intriguing.
Well, you gotta brag, Amory. That's all I gotta say.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, but I think that's what some of these, all of these shows suffer from a little bit, is trying to pack in a lot of story or character development or whatever information about the character into a brief period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Since the show is going to be more about what happens in, you know, everything after that 15 minutes, they still had to, like, set up a lot to get him into that spot that what happens when he, you know, heads to the Hamptons would even, you know, take place.
So yeah.
Some of the way they did it was a little, like, the camera work and sort of, like, it seems slow, but even though things are, like, fast-forwarding through or whatever, and it's, like, I think you should watch it. I liked it. It's I think it's pretty good, and but definitely wait until the brother shows up and they go on their little trip, because then it picks up and shows you what it'll be more like.
Yes.
So here's the thing. I'm going to have to be honest. And you guys know I love USA. I didn't love it. I'm not even sure I liked it.
Really?
Wow.
I thought you said you did like it.
I said it was okay. It is very slow to begin. I'm not too into the stories at the very... Like, I wasn't really into what was happening at the end. So, like, even though that part was better than the very beginning, I just couldn't get into the story. So I'm afraid that I won't be able to get into the story. I'm going to give it more opportunities to grab me, because I usually do love USA shows. Even when I don't watch them regularly, I usually like them. Mm-hmm. So I'm not giving up on it by any means. And I will watch again, but I wasn't as, I guess, cause I was really expecting to love it because I loved the concept and I like the people involved, and I was really hoping that you know what I mean? It was going to be another one of those shows that I really love, because I do love USA, but not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will change. They need to hurry up and start the show so that I can get to the second episode.
And the first episode
yes, I agree.
The first episode is also an extended episode, too. It's not just a...
That could have been part of the problem, to be honest with you, because it was, like, extra long, so... And I was already not into it, so that kind of annoyed me, because it was longer than I was expecting it to be, but...
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of liked it being a little bit longer, because it gave him more time.
That's what she said.
Yes,
sorry. I had to get it in there. Go ahead.
That's what she
That's
said.
That's what she said. Oh, my God.
All right, sorry. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It gave him more time to set the scene. And mm-hmm. without it feeling rushed, which is what I felt like some of, like Nurse Jackie, I felt like they, or not Nurse Jackie, like Hawthorne, I felt like they cram, like, too much into mm-hmm. telling you into what's, you know, a 45-minute, you know, basically, like, well, a 42-minute episode. So.
Tell me this.
Okay.
Why all the medical shows right now?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, is not just, like, over the summer, there's a few, and then for the fall, there's, like, a whole bunch more, and, you know, and then again, a couple more waiting in the wings for mid-season. So, I don't know, it must be the, I don't know, ER finally went away? I don't know. That is an interesting question.
Do you not know, Jason?
Because, well, usually you can, like, point to and say, like, you might say, like, because Grey's Anatomy, but that would have been something that would have happened, like, two seasons ago when, you know, or something like that. When a show hits and it gets that big audience for it, you know, its first couple seasons or something like that, and then other networks go, well, people seem to like medical shows, so, or medical dramas or something like that, so they all start doing that.
If I had to give a serious thought on why there's so many medical shows, I would say it's because there have been medical shows recently, and there's been a lot of the other type of procedural type of shows that they've tried, like, every rendition, every, like, throwing in every little quirk on all those other ones, so now they have to go to medical because that's what's different now.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I was actually just being facetious because I...
Well, they are doing all facetious. Kinds of different... it is interesting,
I know,
though.
But... I just meant because very specifically, we just talked about three medical shows, one right after another.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, because I'm not really a big medical show person, I'm wondering if that's part of my not liking one of those.
Not really liking any of those?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Maybe partly due to that. Anyway. All right.
All right. All right. All right.
So before we finish.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm so immature.
Right. Played by a six-year-old.
Before
today.
We finish,
I just wanted to.
Good God!
I'm finishing now.
That's what she
keep
said.
Keep going. Keep talking. Please keep talking.
Well, we've done it again. We've turned a 45-minute podcast into over an hour.
That's what we do.
Oh, my. Okay. I just wanted to mention the emails that we've gotten recently that we haven't talked about. We have been reading, everybody. We don't want you to feel like we're not reading them.
everybody.
Or appreciating them. Melanie, for instance, commented on our ethnic topic. She had a lot to say. I'm not going to read
really
it all.
I really appreciated Melanie's response to that, too, because I was very nervous that we sounded like...
I know.
Well,
and Brian said it. And Brian also said that we didn't sound that way either. He actually appreciated our conversation. Brian Hunt was the first one who suggested the topic. The first one. He was the one who suggested the topic. So I also appreciated him writing in to tell us that he didn't think we sounded like assholes either. And that he appreciated our thoughts. So that was very nice. Thank you, Melody and Brian. Patty also wrote us. She just wanted to talk about different things. So I just wanted to give her a little shout out. Patty!
Hey, Patty!
And yes, as far as are there anything good coming over the summer? Well, we've been telling you. So stay tuned for more. And then the other one I wanted to bring up was Jen Rockwell had a rebuttal to last week's episode in which Amory and Jason liked the season finale of Prison Break. She just wanted to say, and I quote, "The finale of Prison Break sucked. I'm just saying."
Jen
so,
Rockwell.
There's Jen's thoughts. All right. That was really all I wanted to do. And the other of you have written in, obviously, but we'll be getting to your emails as we do the topics that you suggested. So, but thank you everyone who has written in. The rest of you should be doing it too.
Yes.
Writing in.
I appreciate 99.9% of
them. Let me clarify. Sorry.
Even if Ray doesn't like it, everybody should be doing it.
Well, not everybody.
We don't endorse
the show The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Not either.
Chew on that.
Oh, Lord.
You will get pregnant and you will die.
You will die. Amory.
It's from a movie.
No, I know. Thank you for clarifying.
Anyway.
Okay. So, yes, if you would like to write in.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's you will get syphilis and you will die. I was misquoted.
You were misquoting.
You mean you were misquoting?
Correct.
No, she'd like to believe that she was by herself. All right. If you would like to write in as well, you can do that on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
There was jazz hands involved. There really was.
Amazing. Or you can leave a comment on the post, this post, last week's post, next week's post, if you can go into the future. In case you're in one of those shows that has time travel and you can go into the future, you can leave a comment before we even get there. Anyway. Or you can call in using our Snapvine widget in the middle of the website, the middle column in the website. Or, you know, you could leave some feedback on iTunes. I don't know. If you want to do any of that, you could do it. Or
you should do it.
You could follow us on Twitter. That's what she said. You can follow us on Twitter at TVTimes3.
Spell it all out. Oh, was that my part? I forgot that I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, Amory. Okay.
Amory.
Next week, what will we be talking about? Oh, wait. No, I wrote it down. From Mark Tilford. Mark Tilford suggested a topic. We're going to tweak it a little bit because there won't be much prime time for us to talk about next week. So we want to have our topic be a little bit.
No.
Were you trying to say something other than longer?
I realized what I was saying as it was exiting my mouth.
There is no safe way out of this conversation.
But you should always be safe, Amory. All right. Oh, Lord. Okay, so the topic next week, that is not what Mark suggested, by the way. just to be clear, he suggested that he wants us to program our perfect TV night, but we're actually going to program our perfect week of TV. No shows are off limits. Past, present, for Jason, the future. if anything's been ever canceled and before it's time, you can still bring it back. Anything. So you can also call in and tell us your perfect TV week, or make some suggestions for our perfect TV week if you like. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Our music today, when it wasn't provided by Amory at mytakeontv.com, was provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. And now...
we sit on TV set all night.
Done.
We sing in Sillyville.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
It's time to go.
I think so.
All right, we folks. Need to go.
Okay.
Until later.
I got things I gotta do.
Yes.
For people.
What? Okay. And on that note, I gotta eat. Goodbye.
That's what she said.
Oh, we're really done now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of
brews. No, I don't know what to say now.
Do you like TV longer, Jason?
I like the episode taking longer than a normal episode. That's still not going to come out right.
Anyway, this that is going towards that.
I'm sorry. If you heard that one last one, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I liked it being an extended episode. That's still going to work. None of those are going
to
work.
Oh my
work.
God, you've said it 100 times.
I'm trying to think of a way to say it. Just move
we stopped
it.
Saying that's what she said, so go next to the next thought.
I gotta eat.
The new goodbye. I gotta eat.
Jason, you couldn't hear us last week, so I just typed to Ray. I sent her a chat window that said, I gotta eat. That's a next bye. Oh my god. I feel like we should get going, though, before we suddenly crap out and can't hear us.
Yeah,
we're gonna just be garbled.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck happened. It's too weird that you could hear me and you could hear each other, but I couldn't hear either of you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know either.
Mm-hmm. It's the wonders of technology.
This is getting silly.
Getting.
Well, we did go to Sillyville, so
yes. Because you're web-footed friends. Anyway.
Amory.